and welcome to this week's SmartBox Web Video Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Receiver, and today's episode we're going to be talking about SoloMo, Social Local Mobile, and how it is the future of online dental marketing. And just as a heads up, for everybody that stays until the end of the podcast, we have a brand new product that we're going to be launching next week. And I'm not going to go into any details on it, except at the end I'll give you a link to check it out. You guys get a sneak peek at what we're doing and a chance to cut in line if you're interested. So just hang on until the end of the podcast. This will be pretty quick. And I'm going to give you some great information. I'm going to cover three topics today that you're going to want to hear. And then at the end, you'll get the link to our new product that we're rolling out next week. So if you haven't tuned in before, I'm Colin Receiver. I'm the head chief at SmartBox Web Marketing, where, simply put, we help dentists to find more qualified patients in the niches that they have advanced clinical training. Now, that might be implants, it might be sedation, it might be Botox, cosmetics, mini implants, Invisalign, whatever the case is. We help dentists find patients in those niches that can be qualified and brought into the office ready to buy. So as I mentioned, today we're going to be covering three topics on the latest buzzword floating around the internet. And this buzzword is SoloMo. It's kind of a goofy word. It's actually three words stuck together: social, local, and mobile. And here's the three topics that we're going to be covering. First, I'm going to tell you why SoloMo is going to be the final stake in the Yellow Pages coffin. And I'm predicting that the Yellow Pages will be completely extinct within 18 months. And I'm going to tell you why. The second topic we're going to cover is the evolution of what was previously called hyperlocal, which everybody's heard about, into this SoloMo environment. What changed, what the differences are, and what it means to you, what you need to know. And the third point we're going to cover is how SoloMo is going to change all the rules of dental web marketing. And I'm going to show you exactly what you need to know to stay competitive in 2012 and beyond. So before we jump into too much about SoloMo, I want to cover some quick background information on hyperlocal for those of you that are just tuning in and maybe not up to speed. Hyperlocal came about a couple years back when users were searching for information on Google, and Google was able to connect them to this local information, such as businesses, such as services, products, deals in their local area. So if you want to kind of connect the dots, hyperlocal was kind of like Web 1.0. And SoloMo, if I had to put a number on it, I would say it's about like Web 2.5. You know, it's not quite 2.0, it's not quite 3.0, somewhere floating in that cloud area that's not been completely defined yet. But the important point is SoloMo is kind of like hyperlocal, but on steroids. What you have to consider these days is that, you know, every device made within the past 18 months, maybe even 2 years, has GPS in it. Every phone, devices that aren't communication, every car has GPS in them these days. Everybody has a little GPS module they have stuck to their windshield. So everything is becoming location-centric. And not only that, but we're all becoming socially integrated. Facebook has apps out for every platform imaginable. You know, they've got an API that's just very robust, and all these other people have built Facebook apps. You've been invited to play the farming games and all the take the quizzes and all that goofy stuff. And so everything is becoming location-centric, and it's also becoming socially integrated, because of Facebook, because of Twitter, because of all these social networking sites that, you know, have really become a part of our everyday lives. And, you know, not only is it location and social, but we're doing it on our mobile phones. We're doing it on the go. You know, everybody has digital attention deficit disorder these days. DADD, as you'll hear me talk about. And what that is basically the need to have the answer right now, no matter what. You know, no longer do we want to research to find out answers to our questions. We want to be able to click, and Google will just pop that information up right in front of us. And it's led to a change in how we research services, how we research businesses, because we really are expecting the search engines, in particular Google, to do all this heavy lifting for our prospects, and our prospects are expecting Google to do it for them as well. So, you know, some quick statistics. Last year, over 1 billion people around the world will use their mobile phone as their primary internet device. So think about that for a second. You know, we've all heard about cell phones becoming a primary form of communication versus the old landline, versus even having a house phone. You know, we've all seen the statistics that 34% of U.S. households only have mobile phones these days. Well, let's take it a step further. You know, in 2012, there's going to be 1 billion people around the world that don't even have DSL or cable internet in their homes. The only internet form of communication they're going to have is through the 3G and 4G wireless networks. And that's where everything is going to be transitioning to, away from the desktop computer and into the mobile laptop computer. You know, we saw this transition back in the late 90s, early 2000s with computers. Everybody got tired of being locked down with desktops. The laptop costs came down considerably, and people started buying laptops. And now we're seeing this major shift again with online media and how people connect, and it's going away from landline devices onto mobile devices. And you know, it's really been a pretty amazing last 5 years. You know, you take Google, which went public just in the late 90s. You know, Google is barely a decade old, and they have about 10 billion in profit. 10 billion in profit every year, and they employ 30,000 people around the world. Look at YouTube, founded in 2006, I think it was 2005. You know, Google snatched them up for about $2 billion, and YouTube is now the number two website on the internet, second to Google. Google is the number one website on the internet. So, you know, well, let's look at Facebook and Twitter. You know, all launched in the past decade, billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in revenue and profits. And here in 2012, Facebook will have 1 billion active users every month. And what that means is that's not people that have registered and don't use their account anymore. That means Facebook will have 1 billion people that have used their service in the past 30 days. I'm sure the number registered has to be 3 or 4 billion people, because you know there's a lot of people that might only get on Facebook once every 6 months, or registered and don't use it anymore. So yeah, it's just been a phenomenal transition in how people communicate and how people find what they want to find. You know, there's no more going to the library. I hate to say it. But, you know, with the mobile right on your phone fingertips, with Google and the power of the searching, you can find any information you want practically from your car, from your mobile phone, right here on this little device. So, you know, compare that to the old school mentality. Let's take, you know, two companies like McDonald's and GE, General Electric, companies that have been around for 100 years. McDonald's, 75 years. GE's been around since the 1800s. GE's been around for 120 years. You know, these new internet companies are making more money than these old school companies like McDonald's and GE that have been around for over a century, close to a century, if not longer. And, you know, that's kind of the same boat the Yellow Pages is in. They've been around forever, and what the Yellow Pages failed to do was they just failed to change. They jumped on the boat too late. GE, McDonald's, they adapted. They stayed with the current trends. They stayed marketable and profitable, and they're doing very well right now. The Yellow Pages, you know, what do you do when somebody drops a Yellow Pages book off at your door? I know what I do. It goes right in the recycle bin. So that's just the unfortunate world we live in right now. You know, everybody wants the answers, and they want them right now. So, you know, while we're on the topic of the Yellow Pages, you know, let's touch on that a little bit. The Yellow Pages, historically, has been the only medium that has been able to penetrate the local market. And what I mean by that is, you know, looking back in history, the Yellow Pages was the only medium that we had to look up local services in our area. Yeah, you could use the newspaper, but somebody would have to be, you know, running an ad around the clock for you to find it. The Yellow Pages was the local directory. That was how we found services in our area. Nowadays, you know, these other internet companies, Yahoo, Google, even Facebook is launching their Places platform and allowing people to kind of play around with finding local services through those places. And, you know, this has been the primary catalyst behind the downfall of the Yellow Pages. And like I said earlier, I think the Yellow Pages is on their last leg. I expect them to last another 12, probably 18 months. And, you know, of course, you're going to see their name around for a while after that. But I would expect to see some kind of drastic change with the Yellow Pages within the next 18 months. Not going to draw any conclusions from that, but their model of letting advertisers pay and distributing their book out to everybody in the world is just simply not profitable anymore. And they're going to have to do some kind of change and or go bankrupt. So, you know, one of the big things we look at with all of our marketing is our phone tracking. And we've run the phone our phone tracking system through the Yellow Pages for several years now. And every year it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. So, but I don't want to get off on a tangent too much there. You know, let's get back to the point of Solomo. Let's talk about Groupon, Yelp, Foursquare, these Solomo websites that are actually integrating pretty well all three aspects, social, local, mobile. You know, and even some companies such as Starbucks have embraced geolocation on their apps and some social media elements and done pretty well with it. You know, Groupon and Yelp are mobile and local, and you have Foursquare that kind of sits right in the middle of Solomo, social, local, mobile, and they do all three. And they offer people little prizes and badges for checking into places. And it's actually kind of built to be a competition amongst your friends. And, you know, they have quite a big following. I've played a couple times with my wife and, you know, goofed around on it a little bit. But it's a fun little app. You know, it's kind of addictive. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, Facebook has kind of jumped into the game with local search and local places. Google and Facebook both have launched Places, which are websites that you can check into that will show up on your Google Plus profile or your Facebook profile, and people can see, hey, you're at this place here. You know, you can leave reviews for people, you can leave tips or recommendations, and it's become a very powerful tool to communicate with your friends about experiences you've had with local businesses. So, you know, Dennis, beware. Keep an eye on your social media, and that doesn't mean checking it an hour a day every day, but you know, your local places, your Google places, your Facebook business pages, those are things you want to be checking in some kind of regularity, just to make sure there's no hanky-panky going on there. You know, one of the next big technologies that I think this Solomo and the Facebook and the Google is going to roll out is something that's called geofencing. So right now, your prospects can follow you on these social networks, and they can, you know, be your friend and like you, and they can see your updates, but you can't really communicate back with them short of sending them an individual message or, you know, posting on your wall a public status update. Geofencing is a new technology that is going to allow advertisers, let's take Facebook for instance, let's say anytime somebody that likes the SmartBox Web Marketing Facebook page gets within 2 miles of my office, they automatically get sent a text message. That's pretty cool. You're going to see retailers start to push out coupons and special offers this way. You're going to see dentists that begin to market to patients that are nearby, their friends. And this is just the evolution of social media marketing and you know, advertisers finding new ways to engage and interact with their prospects. You know, this is truly going to be a gap between the brick and mortar world and the digital world. They're going to be, in 5 or 6 years, you're going to have a hard time drawing a line in between them and differentiating them. And part of that is the consumer's experience. Part of that is the advertisers wanting to maximize their revenue. You know, consumers want highly personalized experiences. Despite what you might read in the news, you know, a very personalized experience is good for the consumer and for the advertiser. You know, imagine your 80-year-old grandmother who lives in a patio home browsing Amazon.com, and, you know, she keeps being shown ads for chainsaws and shot glasses. That's not a good experience for your 80-year-old grandmother. Now, imagine that your grandmother is shown advertisements for you know, what does my grandmother look at? Knitting needles and sewing kits and whatever else she does. I know my grandma's big into bridge supplies. So, you know, that's going to be a much more relevant experience for the prospects, and it's going to be a much more targeted experience for the advertisers. It's going to be good for both. So you're going to see these retargeting advertisements. You're going to see these highly personalized experiences. And the center of the universe on all of this is going to be your location. It's going to be one of the primary personalization metrics of 2012 and beyond. And, you know, it already is a huge metric when it comes to the search engines customizing your search results. You know, the Solomo revolution is already here. Like video, it changes the perspective, their perspective and yours, on how to engage your audience. It's a game changer. And, you know, dentists should be embracing these changes. They should be finding ways to better engage their audience, because if they don't, there's going to be another dentist out there that does. So, one last statistic to to think about. The average consumer sees 3,000 marketing messages a day right now in this world. I would expect that in a couple years, that message could easily double. How is your message standing out, or how are you differentiating yourself amongst this sea of advertising messages? And that's what it really comes down to. So, as I said in the beginning, we're going to be rolling out a new product next week. And this is our Swift Kick Marketing Super Package. And it's actually a package of my 8 books, 3 DVDs, and we're also including a 12-month subscription to our monthly Gold Elite newsletter. And like I said, this package hasn't even been made public yet, but you guys are the first ones to hear about it, and the first ones that are going to get to take a look at it. So I'm going to put a link at the bottom of the page now, and take a look at it. Tell me what you think. We're also rolling out with this new Swift Kick package our new lawnmower guarantee. You're probably thinking to yourself right now, why is he putting a warranty on my lawnmower? No, that's not exactly what it is. What a lawnmower guarantee is, it means that if you buy one of our products, one of our books, one of our DVDs, our newsletter, and you're not happy with it, I don't want you to bother sending it back to us. What I would like for you to do is to run over it with your lawnmower and, you know, take a picture of it if you'd like, and we'll refund all your money. Just give us a call. You know, it's our way of putting confidence behind our products that we put a lot of time and effort into, and you know, to show you that, hey, if you're not happy with our product, we offer 100% money back guarantee on any of them. You know, just give us a call and we'll gladly return your money. But back to our Swift Kick series. You know, if you've touched on any of our books or seen any of them, you've seen the kind of content that we put into them, from, you know, step-by-step guides to real examples of advertising, of marketing campaigns that we're running. And when I say this package has everything you need to be successful online, I mean, no holds bar, it has everything you need. Nothing left out, from theory to technical implementation. This package gives you the tools, methods, the secrets required to successfully and profitably market your dental practice in this new economic age. This is the most comprehensive and the toughest web marketing training series you'll ever find. You know, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer kind of web marketing guy, or you're just the dentist that just wants to do dentistry and doesn't care about anything else, this web marketing package, super package, can show you what you need to know to make sure you're not getting bamboozled by a marketing firm. So that's all for today. Don't forget to click the link down below and take a look at our Swift Kick Marketing Super Package. And I'll see you guys next week. Keep moving forward.